Welcome back to the PM Sports Page. The wrestlers over at Washington High School have had quite a bit of success across the board this season, but none quite as successful this season or across the years as senior Tristan Westfall. He comes out of last week's action undefeated on the season and ranked number 2 in Class 2A. He earned career victory number 150 against Fort Madison on Thursday night, and he was named Outstanding Wrestler for the Gary Curtis Invitational over at Highland on Saturday. And as a result, he is this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week for Wrestling. And he joins me now. This interview is brought to you by Federation Bank and Taste of China. Tristan, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
So to start off, I just kind of like to get to know the athletes a little more. So you're a senior this year, right?
Yep.
So you're a football player as well, also obviously a wrestler. Do you do any other sports?
No.
So just those two. And between those two, which would you say is your favorite and why?
I'd say I have to go with wrestling. It's just been something that I kind of grew up doing. I like kind of how it's an individual sport. Makes it a little funner, and then you bring your team atmosphere in there. So it's both. So I say I have to go with wrestling. I also feel like I'm a lot better at wrestling than football. So I mean, whatever you're better at, you usually go towards a little bit more. So
yeah, and wrestling certainly a successful thing for you. Earned your 150th career win this past week, and that kind of gets you the Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week award for this week. 150 wins, that's not easy to get to. What has kind of been your philosophy going through your 4 years here at Washington?
Right. My freshman year, I kind of came in, this decent wrestler, didn't really know what I liked, about the sport other than, it was fun to do. Had a pretty good season then. Been a four-time state qualifier, or three-time state qualifier so far. Hopefully, I can go for a fourth time this year. But the win, you came from, going out every match, not really caring who the kid was, not really caring, where they're from, not anything like that. Just going out and wrestling, how I know how to wrestle, doing the moves I know how to do, and wrestling, six men's my hardest. And if I can end it sooner. I've kind of grew to the point now where, I've worked with coaches over the past, year or so about a mental part of the sport. And that kind of has helped me with, that just going out and wrestling, whoever that kid is, ranked number one in 3A, ranked number one in 2A, or, just his first year out in wrestling, got one the same, wrestle the same. And just be yourself. So a lot of those wins come from going out and just wrestling how I know how to wrestle and wrestling my hardest.
So as a team this year, you guys have been pretty successful in duels. What has it been like for you to kind of watch your teammates get some success as well?
Like I said, I like the individual part about it, but the team, when you bring the team part into it, it's always awesome too. The team this year, we've had some ups and downs, not being able to get conference anymore. We're losing to Fort Madison, that's been rough. But, we have a lot of great guys on the team, outside of the room, in the room, their skill level on the mat, just so many guys on our team have grown, and have goals of themselves and have achieved those goals, have accomplished many things this year and are going to accomplish many things. So the team part of it has just been amazing. It's been a fun year with the team. And even the guys that, this might be their first year in varsity or first year wrestling even, those guys have been awesome to have them in the room growing, and you can tell they just love the sport, and they've fallen in love with the sport. They enjoy coming every day and grinding and working and learning more about wrestling. So, this year has definitely been a learning experience for me, because I can become a leader on a team, and that's what I became, and that's what I've tried to install is, being a leader. And so, the team, I can't be any more proud of the team that Washington has this year. Either, they weren't supposed to be very good, and I think we've shown that we still stand. and a lot of places with a lot of teams. So I think we're doing very well as a team.
So you went to the Gary Curtis Invitational this past Saturday over at Highland. You ended up winning the weight class. Were named Outstanding Wrestler of the Tournament as well. How important is it for you to kind of get that tournament experience in there, especially a month or so before sectionals start?
Yeah, tournaments, you know, that's important. You know, your state is a tournament. And so having, you know, that tournament experience is very important. It's great to, you know, get those tournaments under your belt, you know, because it's not really – It's you know, that's when that individual part comes in into the sport. It's you for the day. You know, you got to go out. You got to warm up that match. When it's your time to wrestle, you got to go out and wrestle them, and then if you lose, you got to wrestle back. You know, so it can be, you know, rough for some people, but it can also be great for some people. And you know, so far it's been great for me, and you know, it's been very important for me to get those wins under my belt and those tournaments under my belt. You know, just it prepares me so much. And you know, some of the, you know, the Highland tournament that, you know, the one that we went to, you know, that's a smaller one. So, you know, some of those bigger ones, like the one coming up in Solon, those are, you know, when you're going to find your competition, you know, compared to state a little bit more, and you wrestle some of those tougher guys and stuff like that. So those are, you know, those are the ones that I definitely look forward to, and I praise a lot for, you know, training me and getting me ready for state tournament.
So Tristan, at our sponsor Jet Physical Therapy, movement is your medicine, and for wrestlers especially, almost more than anyone else, it's important to stay as healthy as you can, because you got to monitor your weight so closely. What are some things that you like to do movement wise to kind of keep yourself going and keep yourself physically active and healthy?
So wrestling being a weight cutting sport, or, you know, even sometimes a weight gaining sport, it can be very important that you're putting the right stuff in your body. You know, you're cutting out those certain things. You know, it's very important. And so, you know, that's something that I've taught myself to do, is, you know, cut out some of that junk and eat a little bit more healthy and make smarter choices when it comes to my body. Also, you know, ice is very important for me. You know, applying ice with heat to wounds and injuries and sore muscles and all that kind of stuff is very important. And then, you know, stretching obviously is just, you know, your key to staying loose and warming up and all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of where I stand with, you know, the whole, you know, movement is medicine, is very important, and keeps you going and keeps you healthy. So you kind of got to make those smart decisions with your body, you know, in order to keep yourself healthy.
So Tristan, one last question for you. You being a senior this season and being obviously such a successful wrestler, have you been looking at any colleges at all? Do you know what your plan is for after high school?
Yeah, I actually get that question a lot, and a lot of people want to know, and a lot of people are curious. I mean, I've actually talked to a lot of colleges. There's been, you know, too many to count, to be honest. And many have come from many different divisions, which is awesome. You know, that it's something that I love, and it's been a great process so far. I actually am going to commit after wrestling season. So I've been looking at many different schools. You know, Coe, Morningside, Simpson, Lindenwood, Loris. You know, just those are some schools right there. You know, and I've started to cut out some of the bigger schools that I've looked, and some of the schools that are out of state and stuff like that. Just because that's not really what I'm looking to go to. I want to go to a smaller school. From my academic standpoint, I feel like I can succeed at a smaller school academically, and also you know, many of the smaller schools will give you the same that a bigger school can give you. So you know, I've kind of canceled out some of that kind of stuff, and weighed my options at certain places. I've talked to many coaches, and I meet coaches, you know, almost every day. Talk to coaches almost every day. So I've definitely been looking into college. I'm going to go. I decided that I'm going to college to wrestle. I'm not going to play football. If I choose to play football, it'll be it'll be while in that college that I decide to join the football team. That's like a walk-on or something like that. That's where I stand right now with college. So after wrestling season is when I'll commit, and everybody will find out, where I finally decided to go and stuff like that. So it's been a fun process, though.
Sure. Well, Tristan, that's about it for me. Any other thoughts from you on kind of how the season's been going so far leading up to the next action of the year?
No. I mean, other than, just look out for Washington. We're all coming. We got some guys on the team that are looking to make some big statements at the state tournament and further this year. So thank you. And thanks to everybody that supported us.
Great. Well, Tristan, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck to you for the rest of the year.
Thank you.
That was Washington's Tristan Westfall, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week for Wrestling. This interview was brought to you by Federation Bank and Taste of China. We'll have more for you after this on the PM Sports page.